This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Jacobs and Whitehall Publishing and Speakeasy Marketing. I want to have a real serious conversation with you today. I want to talk to you about what's going on. It's now September. This corona pandemic began in March. We are 6 months in. What's going on? We were told about flattening the curve. We were told to stay home. We were told to not touch our face, not come near other people. Then we were told to wear masks, and on and on and on. And what has the world done? The world is sitting and waiting and not really doing much and just hanging out in fear. I can tell you myself, during this crisis time, I've been three different things. At times I was afraid, and I felt bad for myself, and I worried, and I didn't really get much done, and I was just at home. And there were other times where I got mad, and I said, I don't like what's going on. This makes me really angry. Someone needs to do something. And I got caught up in the news cycle, and you know, I raged, and I said change needs to happen. And then I changed to the third thing, and I said, you know what? All I can control is my own circumstance. I'm going to rise to the occasion. I'm going to make new products. I'm going to help my attorney clients. I'm going to help the attorneys on my list that listen to my advice. I'm going to give them the best advice I can, and I'm going to help them and myself figure this out and navigate this crisis. So I've been all three, and it's not like I went from one to the other and just rose to the occasion and now I'm fine. I've cycled through all three a couple times during these past 6 months. No doubt you have too. But when I look at the world, I see most of the world, they've just been stuck in number one, you know, feeling sorry for themselves, feeling afraid. Is that you? No, that's not you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this. So this talk is going to be about rising to the occasion. This is going to be about taking control, making a fundamental change to your attitude, your work, and your circumstances, your financial circumstances, your mental and emotional circumstances. Now, wanting to do this is wonderful, but there's one big thing that I've noticed, and that's the media, the mass media. I don't control Facebook and Twitter and all these platforms. Neither do you. And when you look at it, there have been a lot of people that have been what's called deplatformed. If what they say goes against a certain narrative, and I'm not being political here, but it just happens. A lot of people have been kicked off Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and censored. Even Donald Trump has been censored. President of the United States. So the major media has the world by the balls. They own the channels. They own the dissemination. If they don't like you, if they don't like what you have to say, goodbye. They kick you off their platform. People have been booted off Google, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, email. You yourself as an attorney have not been able to go to court in most states for a while. No in-person consultations. A lot has been taken away recently. And this is a problem. And if you're going to rise to the occasion, if you're going to make this change, if you're going to make your practice successful and navigate this crisis, you have to build and control your own media. What does that mean? Well, I'm going to give you for instance. I have an email list of about 25,000 attorneys. I've had it for 11 years. And as you know, you get my content. We've been emailing consistently for 11 years and building this list and getting this attention. We have to constantly build a list, otherwise it'll get smaller. But this is a media that I control. Not 100%, but I control it far more than I control Twitter and Google and Facebook, etc. And I can send out the messages that I want to send out. Doesn't mean you'll respond, but I can control my own media. I can send a promotion if I wish, etc. So this is one media I've built up. We also have a newsletter, a Jacobson Whitehall and Speakeasy Newsletter. That's another media that I've built and I control. There are other media that I've built. I've authored multiple books, and I've helped attorneys, and Tracy Murda, my top lady here, has helped hundreds of attorneys author their own books through the Speaker Book program. Guess what? That is a media. That is a media that you control. You control the message, the dissemination, where it gets published, etc. So I want you to think about these things, and I want you to decide, are you going to rise to the occasion now? It's been 6 months. I know you've done your best throughout this crisis, but now is the time. Now's the time to really push full speed and take control. You know why? Because everything's just kind of fallen into a day-to-day existence. Again, it's been 6 months. Most of the world, most of the countries in the world, most of the people in the world are just sitting there waiting. The ones that are going to be successful, the ones that are going to make a lot of money and become respected and become the leaders of their community, the pillars, they're the ones that need to rise to the occasion. And again, as I just described, to do that, you have to make your own media. So in addition to our normal program, our speaker book program, which will help you create your own media, we're doing a special offer this month. It'll be this Rise offer. So you're going to get this book. We're going to get on the phone with you. We're going to do an interview. We're going to create a book that you've authored. We're going to get it published for you on Amazon and Kindle. And if you want, we can get it published on Audible for you. We're also going to now leverage major media for you. We're going to have two professionally written press releases by our top copywriter to promote your book. Each press release is going to have a hook, a human interest angle. And if you've been reading the emails I've been sending out and Tracy's been sending out, you'll know why this is vital. This is why journalists will consider your book newsworthy. And this will get you into major media. You may get into the newspaper. You may get on TV. You may get radio, etc. But if you can leverage major media, even though you don't fully control it, but get in there, that will be a huge accelerant to your authority, in addition to making the book. That's why we're including this with the offer. So we're going to work with you to identify your unique human interest angle, your hook, why you wrote the book, what's special about you, who should listen, etc. We're going to get these press releases out. In order to send them out to people, we're going to build you a media contact list. We're going to get emails, physical addresses, phone numbers, and we're going to be sending out a one sheet. This is going to introduce you to journalists and media platforms in your city, your metro, your state. It's going to position you as the obvious go-to expert on the topic you've written about in your book and your practice area. And again, we're going to create this list. It's going to be approximately 30 plus contacts. We're going to call the contacts. We're going to email the contacts. We're going to send out the press releases. We're going to follow up. And we're going to get you and help get you media coverage, major media coverages. We're also going to help teach you how to use your book, which is your media platform, to attract high-paying customers that won't fight your fees, that won't lowball you, that won't go to crap competitors. That's what this will do. It's going to really strengthen your positioning in the market. It's going to make you the pillar, the top person in your practice area and your metro. I don't care if your competitors spend $100,000 a month on marketing, and in some markets they do. This can help cut through the noise. We've seen it. We've done well over 250 of these books, and the attorneys that use them really do well. And the ones that use them and promote themselves and get ads out there and get media coverage, etc., they really shine. And I'm offering you an opportunity to rise to the occasion. Now is the time, not to wait for a vaccine, not to wait for next year. That's not going to be a solution for anybody. Now is the time to rise to the occasion. So I wanted to send you this special message. I think you can hear the earnestness in my voice. I'm serious about this. That's why I have this offer for you. This is my way of rising and helping my community of attorneys. Now it's time for you to do the same and to help yourself and to make your practice better when all other practices in your area may be falling apart and failing. You can do it. You can be the one to stand out in your metro and practice area. You just have to take the hand that is handed out to you and take the step. So I encourage you to look into the program, see if it's right for you. And if it is, take that step. We are here to help you. And I want to make you succeed. I want to make you one of the top people in your metro and practice area. Let me know what you'd like to do. We're going to be sending out more information about this offer this week, next week, week after. But this is our September promo, and I definitely hope you'll take us up on it. Back to school is not enough. Just another day at the office is not enough. Join us. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.